It's been nearly a year since UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called for a global fund to fight major international health problems, such as AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. The target was $10 billion a year. To date, the fund has collected less than $2 billion, with the U.S. contributing just 10% of that. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, there's growing support among Republicans and Democrats to do more.
About 500 AIDS activists joined religious leaders, labor organizers, and actor Danny Glover on the front lawn of the U.S. Capitol yesterday.
Right. Continue to fight.
Then headed inside to lobby members of Congress for more money to provide treatment for people with HIV and AIDS in developing countries.
Medication for every nation! Medication for every nation!
These days, they find themselves in unusual company with people who have not been big supporters of foreign aid. Several weeks ago, Republican Senator Jesse Helms attracted a lot of attention after he confessed to a Road to Damascus conversion, one that compelled him to ask for more money for women and children dying of AIDS in Africa. But as early as last year, Republican Representative Henry Hyde's International Relations Committee agreed to authorize $1.3 billion for HIV and AIDS in developing countries.
The prospect of whole villages and communities in parts of remote Africa losing all of the adults and being composed of children is something out of a nightmare. So the numbers are frightening. Africa, the Caribbean, Russia, parts of South America, and we just can't let this go without paying attention to it and trying to do something about it.
But neither Republicans nor Democrats have decided what form assistance should take. AIDS activists prefer Hyde's approach, which would, among other things, increase the U.S. contribution to the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria. It's received 300 proposals from countries who've put in requests for up to $1.5 billion. Richard Lang, a professor of international health at Boston University, worries that poor countries won't be able to spend a sudden influx of money effectively.
The needs are great, but the ability to deal with them is limited. You have to look at the health infrastructure that copes with them. For example, tuberculosis requires 6 months of therapy. It requires basic diagnostic facilities. It requires a drug delivery system. It requires supervisory systems. And this is occurring at the time when the staff working in those systems are dying of AIDS and malaria and tuberculosis themselves. So the money is needed, but how the money is going to be used really requires more thought and more effort.
I think that's an outrageous analysis.
Paul Zeitz is with the Global AIDS Alliance. He says that if the 15 to 20 million people who died in Africa had been Americans or Europeans, this would not be an issue.
The bottom line is that we have to invest in programs, we have to mobilize resources, we have to ensure accountability, and we have to start doing it.
Zeitz sees the Global Fund as an opportunity to break the mold of past responses that didn't succeed because there was little financial or political commitment. Now, he says, countries are working with international organizations, church groups, and others to develop plans to fight AIDS. In Nigeria, he says, the money would be used to create 25 treatment centers that weren't there before.
It's a modest step upward. They are also proposing to expand voluntary counseling and testing services. I was horrified to learn that the blood supply in Nigeria is not protected yet, that there was virtually no voluntary counseling and testing services, basic prevention programs. HIV, AIDS is spreading now throughout West Africa, and the poorest borders around Nigeria are a threat, actually, to all the neighboring countries. And so Nigeria's response needs to be fully funded.
There are various pieces of legislation. Some would bring the U.S. contribution to the Global Fund up to $1 billion. Others would focus on mothers and children or direct the money to U.S. agencies. With more than 40 million people infected with HIV and AIDS worldwide, whatever form the fight against disease takes, it is no longer an issue that Congress can ignore. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.